Hello, and welcome to the Better, Faster, Cheaper Ideas podcast. My name is Vivek Kuchibotla, and I'm the founder of BFC Ideas, a consultancy focused on helping marketers and agencies improve their performance. This podcast aims to spur change one issue at a time. It's made up of tips, insights, musings, and hard truths that are the product of having spent 20 years delivering workshops on creative thinking and its applications, selling skills, account management, and new business. These workshops have been given to agencies and advertisers in over 15 countries in English y en español. Today's podcast is called The 8 P's of Advertising. Marketing veterans are very familiar with the 4 P's of marketing. If product, price, place, and promotion are right, there's a good chance that success will follow. Like marketing, advertising has its own drivers of success. I like to call them the 8 P's of advertising. They're as follows. Product. This is what the agency actually offers to its clients. It's the final product that consumers see, experience, engage with, and react to. If this product helps deliver the results the client is looking for, it'll be considered a success. The client will believe that the money he spends with the agency is worth it, and he'll stay with them. As he grows, he'll give them new assignments because the agency has a track record of helping him be successful. It's crucial that the agency understands that strategy, planning, research, and all of their other functions are inputs to the end product. These inputs can be really strong, but if they don't result in a strong end product, then they really don't count for anything. The only thing that matters is what customers, consumers actually see. It's also important to note that the final objective is for the end product to be both effective and creative. Very few, if any, clients will retain an agency that's judged to be creative but doesn't produce the bottom line results that they demand. And while awards may stroke the agency's ego, no amount of them will ever help agency management meet the payroll. Only clients can do this. People. Old man Leo Burnett used to say that the agency's assets go up and down the escalator every day. Pretty much every agency managing director will agree with this. But talk is cheap. The reality is that very few managing directors are in a position to consistently hire the best people and constantly invest in training them and making sure that they can deliver the product that will deliver results for clients. Instead, they hire what's available in the market, they skimp on training, and hope for the best. This is sort of like buying a Corolla, running it into the ground, and pretending that it's a Porsche. No one's going to believe you, and you're going to look foolish in the process. And by the way, you won't be winning many races. I think the better approach to follow is to make do with fewer, more senior people who have a stake in making the agency grow. Stay understaffed and make use of the savings to make sure that the team is finely trained and performs at peak efficiency. And make sure that they benefit financially, both from keeping the operation lean and from bringing in new business. Process. The key process in an agency is the one that takes a client problem and turns it into a communication solution. It's sort of the backbone of an agency. The way this works is that we take a client brief and we turn it into a communications challenge and develop a creative brief. Then we come up with an unexpected and creative solution and make sure it's produced and executed to the highest levels of quality. It sounds really simple. Unfortunately, many agencies turn this into a production line where the project, in the form of a document, goes from department to department, back and forth, and up and down the siloed hierarchy. This is a recipe for rework. The rework will bleed the bottom line, waste time, affect morale, weaken the quality of the end product, and ultimately undermine agency credibility. A more efficient process is one that has senior people from all disciplines working together from the get-go to come to agreements at key milestones of the project. The strategic approach, the brief, and the creative idea or solution should be the shared responsibility of the account management, planning, and creative team. Then the creatives need to go off and execute against the agreed direction. The next meeting of all the disciplines should be to review the executions against the agreed to idea. If the executions are up to par, then the agency is ready to present to the client. This is very similar to the approach taken when the agency works on new business. Unfortunately, it's seldom used on existing accounts because the agency is organized by department and not by brand teams. The brand team structure is better because it's client-focused and because it allows senior people to be involved in the work. They're not supervising the work of others, they're actually getting their hands dirty. This is where they can add huge value by helping come quickly and efficiently to the best creative solution. Presentations. The first question asked by every managing director ever after a presentation is, did they buy the work? Did you sell our recommendation? This is the bottom line. A world-class idea that isn't approved is worth zilch, nothing. The agency is back to square one and now has less time and more pressure to deliver. And it's spent time and money that will go directly against the bottom line. It's for this reason that presentations are one of the 8 P's of advertising. Doesn't matter if the agency is selling a strategic proposal or a creative idea or even selling itself a new business. If it makes a mess of the presentation, bad things will follow. Conversely, if the agency has the capacity to consistently deliver excellent presentations, it has a significant advantage. It will sell its recommendations the first time around. It'll build credibility with the client. It'll separate itself from its competitors. Agency managing directors need to make sure that the presentation skills of client-facing personnel are top-notch. And money spent in this area is truly an investment in building the business. Positioning. The days of agencies being all things to all people are gone, if they ever existed at all. It's wildly unreasonable to expect an agency to be strategic, creative, fast, cheap, a global network with deep local insights, and so on, and so on, and so on. While agencies may continue to claim that they can effectively do all of these things, widespread client dissatisfaction is telling a different story. Agencies need to start practicing what they preach to clients, and they need to define their differential benefit. What are they really good at? Where can they really add value? Once this positioning is defined, it must drive how the agency is organized and staffed. Where will they spend to acquire the best talent? What internal resources will they develop, and which will they sacrifice? Those decisions must be made if the agency is to really deliver its positioning. Agency management must have a clear definition of what the agency stands for. It must communicate it to the employees, and it must spend the agency's scarce resources behind this positioning. And most importantly, it must make sure that the promise is being delivered in every project to every client. Prospects. Once the agency has defined its positioning, it needs to define its list of prime prospects. They'll be different from agency to agency. The prime prospects will be those potential clients that are attracted to the differential benefit, the positioning of the agency. If the agency is positioned as fast and cheap, what advertisers out there would need this from an agency? If the agency is highly creative, which potential clients are looking for that? The agency needs to make a list, a long list of potential clients, and then apply a series of filters to figure out which is the most attractive prospect. The filters can be anything that the agency considers important and things that are associated with its positioning. It can be billings, creative opportunities, opportunities for growth, opportunities for profitability, or for developing a particular discipline. There are many, many different things that you can use as filters. Once the filters are defined and applied, the agency needs to sort the list. The number one on the list will be the highest rated prospect, the prospect with the best fit for the agency. Defining the list of prime prospects is going to ensure that the agency is focusing on clients that are actually looking for what the agency offers. It'll help the agency focus its scarce new business resources on the most attractive prospect, and it'll improve the chances that an eventual marriage will be a happy and productive one. Promotion. All agencies try to get their name out in the news, whether it's through award shows, Effies, or major announcements regarding proprietary processes and tools. They also pontificate about the future of advertising and how they're uniquely positioned to help clients take advantage of change. But unless all of these promises are brought to life on a day-to-day basis with real clients, they can and will elicit a huge eye roll from most clients. The real opportunity exists on a more micro level. Agencies need to convince each client on a project-per-project basis that they're indeed delivering the agency positioning and helping build business. You got to do both. If they do this, they're effectively promoting the agency, as satisfied clients will reward the agency with more business. These clients will become ambassadors for the agency, and they'll talk it up among their industry colleagues. They'll also remember the agency as they move to more senior positions in other companies. Agencies need to come to grips with what is evident and use it to promote themselves. The best new business leads come from people that work with you every day, and the most powerful promotion comes from happy users of your service. Plans. Most clients have marketing plans. In those plans, they define business objectives, strategies, and tactics. They also include the metrics that are used to measure performance. In this manner, they align the organization and are used as a management tool. Agencies need to learn from their clients. They need to emulate their clients and create account plans that go beyond just being an estimate of billings. These plans need to be developed by the account director based on an analysis of the client's business, the state of the relationship, and the agency's own objectives. They should be presented to and approved by the managing director as well as the department heads. The plan needs to lay out the key objectives for the account in the next 12 months. These objectives are going to be tailor-made for each account, but they can include things like client business growth, agency billings objectives, new business targets, awards, or relationship objectives. Usually, it's a mix of several different things. It's important that they be expressed in measurable terms so that they can be used as a management tool. Finally, it's important to make sure that the plan reinforces the agency's differential positioning. You need to hammer that home again on every project with every client. Each objective should have a strategy or a key action associated with it, and someone needs to be made responsible with a due date. Finally, the agency should lay out separately an initiative plan that details what added value they're going to provide their client in this calendar year. The principle behind the initiative plan is to elicit the following response from the client. I didn't ask for this, but this is exactly what I need. Where do I sign? Done correctly, the initiative plan will both strengthen the relationship as we're solving an important problem for the client, and also provide incremental revenue for the agency. The account plan needs to be reviewed with agency management every 3 months to measure performance and to make adjustments as required if needed. This allows proactive management of the account and, importantly, minimizes the chance of a nasty surprise. So here they are, the 8 P's of advertising: product, people, process, presentations, positioning, prospects, promotion, and plans. They should be your priority, and doing them well will make the agency and its people prosper. I hope you found this podcast enjoyable and useful. If you did, please feel free to share it. Don't forget to follow me on LinkedIn or subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss the next episode. You can find it on all the major podcasting services. If you'd like to contact me, I can be reached via email at Vivek, V-I-V-E-K, at bfcideas.com, on Twitter at bfcideas, or at my webpage, bfcideas.com. Thank you, and I hope you'll tune in to the next episode of the Better, Faster, Cheaper Ideas podcast.